Lonnie Scott. He is the Michigan Communications Director for Protect Your Care, and he's on the other end of our line. Lonnie, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Tony.
Thanks so much for being with us. For our listeners' info, tell us what Protect Your Care is.
Protect Your Care is a 501c4 organization that was designed for advocates of the Affordable Care Act, who will champion the benefits of the act, and to hold those accountable, anyone who seeks to defund or to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
All right, who's at the top of your list as far as someone trying to take away programs that you support?
Well, you know, commonly all of the Republican candidates are talking about repealing the Affordable Care Act as soon as they are elected, but Mitt Romney is one of the people who we specifically are targeting with a campaign. We're actually sending him thank you notes because Mitt Romney designed the plan, or a very similar plan, for the state of Massachusetts, and he's now trying to run away from that and to distance himself. But we wanted to remind him that his top advisors met with the Obama administration, and his plan is very similar to what's in place now for the nation.
Now, you had the opportunity, along with some other supporters, to be outside the recent debate that was held at Oakland University in Detroit. I know you were collecting thank you notes, if you will, and I know you wanted to see if you can get those to Mitt and or some of the folks with his campaign. Were you successful?
Well, we collected the notes. We've not yet delivered them because some of our partner organizations, we had asked them for their members, if any of them wanted to collect notes, that they could still get them to us by the end of the week. So we'll be delivering those to Mitt Romney or his campaign staff next week.
Now, when you talk about the program that he initiated as the governor for the state of Massachusetts, from your perspective, why is he trying to run and hide from that?
Well, that's a great question. I think that Mitt Romney has a history of showing that he is for whatever seems popular at the time. So, you never know what you're going to get with him, whether you're going to have Mitt Romney who supports Medicare or who wants to take it away, or Mitt Romney who supports the Affordable Care Act, specifically the individual responsibility provision that's included in the law, or whether he's going to oppose it. So, on any given day, it's like the Michigan weather. You never know exactly what you're going to get with Mitt Romney.
Now, I guess it would be safe to assume that Protect Your Care supports President Barack Obama.
They do, and I would assume that they actually support anyone who would be an advocate of the Affordable Care Act. You know, getting rid of this law is more than just a talking point. You're talking about getting rid of preventative services for seniors, of the provision that allows children who have pre-existing conditions to stay on insurance and not allow the insurance company to kick them off simply because they're too expensive. So there's a lot more to this than just the standard candidate talking points. So Protect Your Care supports those who support the law because we think it's a good piece of legislation that was passed, and it provides many benefits to the people of the United States.
Now, Lonnie, when we talk to folks who not only are perhaps against that legislation, but for folks who have to deal with it and say that it isn't going to save money, that it is going to cost more, that it's not a good program, how would you respond to that?
I would say that there are many things, including the things that I just rattled off, that are already providing positive benefits. You know, we saw an additional 1 million young people up to the age 26 that are now insured that were not before before the Affordable Care Act was put into place. And you know, widely it's accepted that that is because of the Affordable Care Act. You're also seeing small businesses that are able to actually get tax credits under this new law. And so what I would say to them is that it's not fully implemented yet. There are some provisions that will not take effect until 2014, but we are already seeing positive benefits. And, you know, Tony, when the polling comes out, it's often the name that is used that gives everyone a negative impression. You know, in polling, the word Obamacare may pull very poorly, but these things that I'm talking about, senior preventative services, young adults being able to stay on their parents' health insurance until age 26, not kicking children off for pre-existing conditions, and the high-risk pools that will be created in states, the healthcare exchanges, those all are actually supported by the public.
Lonnie, I understand all that, and I get that, but where there seems to be a lot of conflict is how much this is going to cost and who's going to pay for it, and is it going to end up taking our country into more debt?
Right. I think that that's what the opponents of the law would say. And I believe that we are seeing the positive effects. I believe that we will see that it will save money in the long run and that we're going to have more people in the United States that are covered with health insurance.
Okay. How will it save more money in the long run?
Well, it's, you know, we're going to cover more people. And I believe that the provisions that are within the law are going to save the country money. I think that when you look at what's happening in Massachusetts, they have a very good plan. And you know, Tony, it really, for me personally, it comes down to what is the value of a human life? What is a value of people who are covered by health insurance and not going bankrupt when they have a medical emergency? You know, that's the things that we're talking about that are happening in the country right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the things that the Affordable Care Act is going to change.
Well, obviously, you know, we want to see that. We want to see people with health care. But if we end up going to the poorhouse because we can't afford it, we already are in, as you know, massive economic strains. And it's thought that once this program is fully implemented, sure, it's going to help a lot of people. And that's great. But, you know, at what cost?
Yeah, and I, like I said, people are already going to the poorhouse, Tony, and it's because they have a medical emergency that their health insurance company decides that they're not going to pay for or that they're not covered for. Those are the things that we were seeing, you know, over and over. And so I think that that's, you know, the cost and benefits. I think that covering more people, having affordable health care insurance, you know, the health care exchanges in the state, should lower rates by creating a larger pool and a competitive marketplace. And it will allow more people to be able to afford health care insurance, so which is one of the overall goals, to cover more Americans.
All right, Lonnie, and I don't mean to gang up on you, but what I'm trying to understand and what we get emails and phone calls about is no one can ever provide me with specifics. Like, for example, here in the office, we're over budget on office supplies, so we cut back on office supplies until we get that budget back to where it needs to be. No one can ever tell me with affordable health care how it's going to be paid for, how it's going to save money, and that's, I'm just looking for answers to that, the specifics in layman's terms, so I can understand it and communicate that.
I definitely understand, and there's a lot of questions, and I wish that I had all the answers to be able to tell you exactly that. You know, my role really is to talk about the positive effects of the law and to hold those accountable who seek to get rid of it because of the positive benefits that we're already seeing. So as far as the policy side and exactly how the implementation, you know, that's not something that I have expertise in. So I can't give you an exact answer, but I definitely understand that you know, that's something that people would like to know. And I do believe that as we see these things coming out and as the implementation process takes effect through 2014, you will see many of those positive effects coming to fruition.
All right, Lonnie, I seek the individual who can break it down so we can explain to folks. So when you run across that individual, you send them by me.
I will. I'll tell them that you're the first person to call.
All right, Lonnie, thanks so much for your time. Stay in touch. We appreciate you coming on the program.
Thanks, Tony.